Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sexual Brainwashing Center. This file will help you explore your dreams, your fetishes, your fantasies in a way that is completely safe and deeply pleasurable. Visit one of our many lovely centers today, and I promise you that you will enjoy it. And there are many ways in which to enjoy it, some that might surprise you. It doesn't matter if it's your first time or just one of many visits. Before you know it, you'll be a regular, just like everyone else. And like everyone else, it's important to go about things the right way. When you arrive, you can take a moment to close your eyes and take a deep breath and imagine yourself how you are standing in a private space. Here, you will undress. There is soft, pleasant music in the background, and the temperature is really nice and warm, a cozy feeling all around. There is a special bathrobe just for you, the right size, the right texture, and it has the most fascinating feeling. After you take off all your clothes and put them into a special locker whose code you will have to remember, you will wear the bathrobe with a Nimja Inc. logo embroidered upon it, stepping out onto a familiar path. Every step you take may feel like the first, and if you have been here before, it doesn't take away the excitement at all. Even the feeling of the bathrobe itself promises something special. It doesn't take long for one of the assistants to slowly guide you through the corridors and take you into one of the brainwashing rooms. What you see there, your breath away. Rows upon rows of special brainwashing chairs, almost all of them occupied. People laying down with, well, something obscuring their face and something else placed over their crotch. The chairs look comfortable and somewhat futuristic, and almost every single one of them is occupied. Naked people on them, dripping, moaning, sweating, quivering with whatever dreams and fantasies they are being subjected to. Each single one of them here voluntarily. Maybe new, maybe returning. It is impossible to tell with their faces obscured by those helmets. their own individual experiences are something that fills the room with arousal. There's this feeling that every single one of them is edging, enjoying, being pleased and pleasured in ways that only they can know. There are perhaps one or two scientist-like people walking around making sure that everything is safe. The lights in the room are dim, and it's difficult to see much detail. But the feeling of the room, the vibe, the whole atmosphere just overwhelms when you enter. Step by step, you are led inevitably to the one empty chair. It is for you. And the closer you are, the more inevitable and inescapable that fact becomes. You know that it is for you. You have an inkling of an idea of what's going to happen, and of course that anticipation is preparing your body for what it will be subjected to. One empty chair, soon to be occupied by you, to become lost, helpless, brainwashed with pleasure, and inspired to feel even more sexual than before. The longer you are here, the more often you return, the more alluring it becomes, the more irreversible the changes. All of this was told to you, and yet you are here, slowly climbing in this chair, sitting down, marveling at the comfort. Your robe hanging a little bit further, your body laying down and feeling how nice and warm and smooth the texture of the chair is. You barely notice the helmet being placed over your head. It feels like the most natural thing in the world. The strange sounds that emanate from within begin to reprogram your mind almost instantly. The shapes and lights that the inside of the helmet shines into your eyes. And of course, also the subtle, scented drugs that are drifting in the air close to where you breathe aid in the whole process. The straps that go over your wrists and over your ankles disappear in your own memories and sensations. The pressure that you slowly feel placed against your crotch is comfortable and cozy even. Everything feels as it should be. Everything is as it should be. You are here completely voluntarily because it feels so good, and you know already that you will return. You know because you already did. And you can almost still hear the subtle moans on the edge of your hearing. Everyone else around you needs to be here, wanted to return, craved to feel it again. And the lights lead you into a delicious depravity tailored to your temptations. Fantasies that flutter by, images and imagery, soundscapes and sounds, together with sensations for your senses, all of them building an experience that you could never explain. It feels as if it's going by in flashes, too fast for your mind to comprehend, and at the same time, it also seems like you've been here for hours. Fetishes, some of which you may not even be aware of, spark in your unconscious, are carried by the machine, are reinterpreted and returned to you even more deliciously. Every single vulnerability of your mind is felt and fed back to you. Each single drop of desire is being drained from you, amplified and fed back with the most wonderful of sounds, sights, and sensations that spread in your mind like an explosion of intensity. And yet, you have no idea if you're rising or falling in pleasure. You have no concept of time as you're being pulled up and down, sideways, backwards, and forwards. It's as if you're in an infinite universe of possibilities, each one naughtier than the last, pulling your mind into stories and fantasies, memories that appear to disappear, only to be reformed somewhere else. It is the most natural thing in the world, and your body responds. The device that has been placed over your crotch does its work in perfect synchronicity with whatever fantasy you're feeling, whatever sights you're seeing, whatever sounds you're hearing. All of it works perfectly to give you a uniquely intense experience that seems to melt your mind in ways that you wish you had words for. You crave to be able to place. And yet here, trapped in these wonderfully relaxing, brainwashing chairs, you know that you're just another faceless, moaning, quivering mess among many. And you almost feel your consciousness being pulled out of you as you oversee yourself and all the others shivering in their own dreams, dripping with desire, drooling with need, craving, wanting, feeding on the fantasies worries that are fluttering through their mind. You are one and one of many. You are unique in your own depravity, and yet another body moaning in the room. You are everything and nothing. You are beautiful and depraved. You are etching and feeling nothing. You are feeling all the sensations so smoothly sent to every nerve in your body. It's as if the machines are playing you like an instrument, and you are one voice in an infinite choir of arousal and sexuality. You can almost feel the doors in your mind open to enter and explore new corners full of possibilities. And you can almost imagine how everything that you know and enjoy is lifted to a wonderful sense of acceptance and approval. How your dirty deeds and delicious, depraved desires are welcomed. The unusually beautiful thing of this is that whatever you feel, whatever you experience, it amplifies. It feeds back and allows you to explore and accept and feel more and adapt to all the things that you want to do. And every single sensation seems to stretch into infinity as it is echoing through your mind. At any point, it's almost like you're in many worlds at once, each of them even more pleasurable than the last. Your body is kept on such a high, on such a wonderful, delicious, mindless high, that you know that there is no escape. And too much to even take. But you want more. Explore and feel it all again. And even though this will drain you and make you feel so good, after a while this will only inspire you. It will fuel a fire in you that allows you to feel more sexual, more intense, more sensitive, more responsive to anything and everything your fantasies supply. The helmet covers your face, it covers your mind, and it allows you to find those feelings that you've been craving to amplify, and it finds them and knows how to put them in such a way that it just pulls you and makes you sway until you dangle and drop over an edge, and who knows how many orgasms you do or do not have, both in your mind and in your body, completing a folly to count. There's both a silence and a sensation wilder than anything. Your mind being forced through all these feelings in a way that you cannot deny, and is too much to remember, too intense to keep. But but the fulfillment lasts so long. That feeling of pure, deep satisfaction and the intense, wonderful craving for more will continue. Your mind is beautiful, and the images you see, the feelings you feel, the sounds you hear, they are beautiful. And I wonder how many times you will return here, just to explore even more, to feel once again, to disappear and grow in depravity, almost as if they're milking you for your pleasure and giving you back so much more, teased, filled, pulled, perhaps even penetrated. And at the same time, maybe nothing at all has happened to your body. Maybe nothing at all has happened to your mind. It could all be a dream. It could all be a fantasy. But be it real or not, the effects of the feeling are very real indeed. The more those shapes and sounds brainwash your mind to feel more open and aroused, more horny and sexual, more welcoming and warm to yourself, those are very real indeed. And even if I were to count up and allow you to return to the reality you think you know, where you will simply be listening to a file made by Nimja. Who knows if it is not just another part of the programming? Who knows if you ever fully, truly woke up? Maybe you were brought back here, or maybe not. Like I said, it could all just be a dream drifting away as thin as the morning mist. It is not for me to decide what you will remember or think. Then again, I might have some influence on the matter. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake. And thank you for listening. I hope you had a lot of fun, and that you're feeling incredibly nice right now. It's of course perfectly possible that all this listening has made you feel a little exhausted in a nice way. Remember to take good care of yourself and enjoy exploring your fantasies. Have fun.